Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. Adam Haslett reads from his debut novel, Union Atlantic, at the Literature Festival in Berlin.
For months now, Charlotte Graves tried to avoid looking at the new place.
Union Atlantic, released in 2010, was a U.S. national bestseller. The American started his book in 2003 and finished the week of the Lehman Brothers collapse in September 2008.
Some of the initial ideas came from reading about the Asian financial crisis and the Russian default and things back in the early 90s when I first became interested in the subject. And so I just began reading a lot about that. The book is not actually about the financial crisis that occurred. It's about the culture that led up to it.
One of the first characters Haslett created for his fictional story is Henry Graves, president of the New York Federal Reserve. He's called on to save Union Atlantic, a Boston bank on the verge of collapse, due to the money scheming of a self-made banker, Doug Fanning. Fanning lives next to Charlotte Graves, a retired eccentric schoolteacher who despises her neighbor's monstrous mansion and happens to be the older sister of Henry Graves.
Just simply as a matter of electoral politics, I'm probably closer to Charlotte, but I don't. That in sense to me is much less interesting than how they go about making sense of the world. And so there's part of Doug that's angry and ambitious, and there's part of me that's angry and ambitious. There's part of Charlotte that's elegiac and melancholy, and there's part of me that's elegiac and melancholy. So you put part of yourself into all of these things.
The 40-year-old says he's long been an avid follower of politics and is not in the least surprised that the financial crisis he imagined before it happened is still part of our daily news.
Capital is mobile, but regulators are not. So each country has to regulate banks individually, but banks move between countries. So they are so much larger than the forces that are trying to rein them in, that in the end, we don't have an effective way of regulating them.
Currently, Adam Haslett is a fellow at the American Academy in Wannsee. He will dedicate his time in Berlin to work on a new novel that he's not prepared to talk about, other than to say that it has nothing to do with the world of finance.
On the one hand, happy to have the time to do it, on the other hand, terrified of what it requires. You have to convince yourself anew every time that it's worthwhile to create another piece of literature.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.